We are recording, so we could actually share your not knowing what's going on if you like.
Why not? Why not? It's nice and bright and sunny from my flat in Sunridge. Sunny Sunridge. Here we go. Sunny Sunridge. Get it, get it. That's my joke.
Yes, and we are. The sunny.
The sunny Sunridge. See that, Narani? The clarity coach.
Yeah, and the occasionally sunny Darren Wheeler of Intune PR. And, Z reaching for a pen there, unexpectedly. Okay, so today we have... Oh, food and drink, I'll put on the script, because I like to remind ourselves when we have Prosecco and things. But we do actually have buffet-ish later on. And I'll come on to that. Yes, and welcome to the Bromley Buzz, broadcasting from this podcast... Channel Radio, Mondays 10 a.m, and Bromley Radio, Tuesdays and Saturdays.
This podcast? As opposed to another podcast?
As opposed to every other podcast in the world. We're also the only podcast in the world sponsored by Ian Wood Property, Terra Firma Landscapes, and, newly, the Champagne Groups of Restaurants in...
Bromley, Chatterton Road.
Bromley, Chatterton Road, Welling, and Westrum. Yes, thank you. And I've put in a couple of links here, which I'm going to share in the buzz, which gets us off to a bit of a sad start, actually, which we'll move on from. But Bromley Little Theatre has had a loss lately. A man I knew there called Dave Armour, who was a really nice guy, part of the Bromley Arts Festival as well, directed there, I think acted. And there's a Just Giving link for him in his memory.
Yes.
And also, very sadly again, one of the people who passed away in Gaza, the volunteer workers, aid workers, killed recently, seven of them. One of them was a former West Coombe Park rugby player. And so they had a minute silence at their recent home game for James Henderson. So rest in peace to him as well.
Yeah, I thank you for all the work that he's done.
Yeah, you don't expect to go out on a mission of aid and
not come back.
But they know the risks as well, which makes it all the more noble that they do it in the first place.
But you know what, that makes it even more important, just on that note, to treasure every moment that you have in your life, the people around you, the things that you do, the difference that you make, because you never know. And I think, you know, it's important to take a pause of gratitude. Anyway.
Talking of gratitude, a joint buzz for ourselves was the recent half marathon, where the third member of the Buzz team...
Although we felt like running through London and through the underground and up and down.
Yeah, there was a fair bit of moving around on our part, but it was more a case of strategic interception.
Yes.
As third member of Bromley Buzz team, Sarah Marsh Collins, on behalf of the RSPCA, did the London Landmark Half Marathon.
With her friend Lorraine, who lives in Devon.
Yes.
Sorry, I suddenly blanked for a second there. That's why there was the emphasis on Devon.
Yeah, and Sarah raised £864, I believe, for the RSPCA, and Lorraine a similar amount.
And over 1,000 between the two of them.
Yes.
2 grand. Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Much in need.
Yeah, and I used the clip of that in the last episode and didn't realise how much sound interference there was when I did it. So it's a slightly wincy one when you listen to it.
Well, it was in All Bar One, which is a pretty rowdy bar in London, in Leicester Square.
No, I'm afraid it was more of a technical fault. I left the muffler thing at home.
Oh, yes, you did leave that.
That did not help.
You should have just borrowed somebody's scarf and muffled round the top of it. Jackie normally has a scarf with her. Hello, Jackie. Sitting there very quietly in the corner on my couch. On the corner couch.
Go on, say hello.
Hello.
There we are.
There we are.
Yeah, she too was on the mission of interception at the weekend. When we did
and she delightfully made some sandwiches and brought some fruit as well for the girls when they reached the... end line.
And I'm going to try to find one of the less interference-ridden clips of the clip and put them in at this point in this podcast as well. Nice to hear it again.
Thanks, Dazzle. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting us on the RSPCA journey for the London Landmarks Half Marathon. And between Lorraine and I, we have raised nearly £1,500. which I think is a tremendous achievement, but we could not have done it without the likes of you guys. And we've had some really amazing supporters along the way. And even we've had people who have not necessarily been able to sponsor us, but they have shared the message, they've encouraged other people to sponsor us, they spread the word. So, so important and just really heartwarming. So it was a very long way.
But we did it. We did it.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, it was a very enjoyable day, great atmosphere, lots and lots of people. Though I don't like lots and lots of people. I get quite claustrophobic.
How are you with 25 to 50 people?
As long as we're not jam-packed shoulder to shoulder, I'm fine.
Right, okay. So.
And I can breathe, and I haven't got smelly, hairy, sweaty armpits above me.
Note for listeners, Enat is not the tallest individual I know.
5 foot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which means that, anyway.
People reaching for holding on the underground and train, so I tend to get a lovely odour. As we say. Anyway, moving on swiftly.
Moving on swiftly. We are actually going to a gathering later on, because today is the day of the first Bromley Buzz Up. An event to bring together organisations or people from them of all kinds in the borough of Bromley, which is taking place at Newman Flexible Workspace in about, what, an hour and a half from now?
Yeah,
I think so. Councillor Mike Botting, who is on a recent episode of ours and is Mayor of Bromley, is being joined by Mayoress Kim, and will be speaking there amongst an array of other folk, including some, or at least one, of our sponsors.
Absolutely. Mm. And if you haven't caught up on the Mayor's podcast that we did recently, do check that out. Absolutely wonderful podcast it was.
Yes.
Did you enjoy that, Jackie?
I loved it. Especially
she has to say that, doesn't she? While she's live on air.
Especially when he was talking about when he first saw Kim.
I know, wasn't it lovely? Say no more. Yeah. We need our listeners to go and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that was relatively early in the hour, for what it's worth. Talking of highlights that Jackie and I have experienced recently, the Champagne restaurants are providing some finger food tonight. And we spent a considerable length of time at their buffet in the spinning wheel at Westerham at the weekend, which was indeed very nice.
Because you're doing some PR work for them as well, aren't you?
I'm doing some PR work, and after that meal, I'm even more proud to be doing it.
Yes, it's wonderful. Yeah. And speaking of PR work, myself and Chana Sharma, part of the People Skills Course, the other part of our businesses, we're going to be conducting some training from next week for 8 weeks.
So basically, welcome to the Champagne Buzz. We'll just rename ourselves for a bit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so what have you done lately that excites you?
What have you done lately? Ooh, yeah.
I didn't even need to say Alexa.
You've just said her name. She might actually appear now.
She wouldn't respond to me. I insulted her earlier.
No, what's buzzing for me? Do you know what? It's just been a really, really busy week. Apart from the marathon, which was absolutely wonderful, the half marathon, should I say, I've been doing nothing but work. Though, I don't know if it's a buzz, really, but I did have a lovely time this morning subbing for BNI. At the Keen Group, which is Gary Cooper's group.
Indeed.
And Gary Cooper was the one who did the photography for our Let's Talk Better.
Indeed.
So I was subbing for him, which was really nice. You know, great group of people, very welcoming. Remembered that I'd gone there as a visitor, so that was nice. But socialising and networking at 6:30 in the morning, not my cup of tea.
No. Yes, one advantage of the Bromley Buzz Ups, I've timed them for 6 p.m. in the evening, and they will be occurring again. The next one after this will be on the 14th of May and then the 11th of June at Champagne in Bromley. Yes, a much more sensible hour in my opinion.
It is, yeah. Mm. And I'll be able to go to those as well, because I do find also a lot of the networking events I can't go to anymore because I'm actually working from 10 till 4, 4 days a week. And that's kind of prime time for networking.
You know what? I really actually...
But you're going to tell me.
I certainly am. I really rather love Bromley in many ways, culturally and all sorts of things, the green spaces and so on. And it's a place that has lots of really good co-working spaces, Newman being one, Contingent Works, Clockwise, you name it. But Sarah Marsh Collins and I, as aforementioned, went down to Iron Works in Sheerness the other day for a whole day.
Which is outside of Bromley.
It's very much outside, Isle of Cheppy. But there's a lot to be said for going somewhere where you're completely detached from where you normally are and everything in it. And it was a real help. Although, unlike Romney, there is in fact a sunken American munition ship near Sheppey, which, if it happened to go off, might
blow up
the island, which isn't something a problem.
Yeah, it's still very active.
Yeah, apparently they were going to take the masts down or something like that anyway. But yeah, that was a good day out. And like you said, we enjoyed the interviewer Mike Botting the other day, so he's nipping through his script. And I just thought I mentioned Mike's attendant Peter as well, because he helped us to have a good time that day, telling us about his behind-the-scenes jokery as well.
He is. He's such a wonderful man. And watch his face. He may be playing a part in my upcoming panto.
Yes.
Being Peter Pan. Hence his name's Peter, but he won't be playing Peter Pan. But it all depends on his new sort of attendee duties when the new mayor takes place.
Yeah, well, isn't he a former actor?
Yes, indeed. That's
right.
Or
he's a current actor, for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that raises the bar for the rest of the actors in the production. Yeah. What else have we got here?
You went off to Bluewater.
I did Bluewater. Oh, yeah. Yes,
I had a very rather expensive glass of wine. So I heard.
It was still a very nice glass of wine.
It was, as long as it was nice and it was worth it, then fine. Well, it's not worth the money, the amount you paid, because it's almost London prices.
Well, what was shocking was it was more than the espresso martini. Which
that's
I be, before I or,
why
had
did
it
you
ordered,
order?
Didn't realise.
Was that the house wine?
No, it was a Malbec, which
Malbec.
Wasn't house.
First time
It's very, very expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, but you enjoyed it. That's what counts.
Yep. I also enjoyed meeting Dan Sloan, who writes the or edits the Chelsfield Village Voice down at the Five Bells in Chelsfield. Rather nice pub to sit down in of an afternoon. I think he might be attending tonight. I've tried to assemble the forces of media of Bromley there, if I could, which won't entirely happen. But I brought a lot of printed samples with me. So Chislehurst, Life magazine, Life in Bromley magazine, Life in Orpington magazine, Chelsea Village Voice, News Shopper, South London Press, things like that.
Etc.
But they're all spare copies, so I'm hoping people will take them with them. And we may have Mick Smith, who runs Bromley Radio, that we're on there.
Oh,
well,
fantastic.
So well, I hope you
great, calm. Because I've been wanting to actually speak to him, so a perfect opportunity. And that's what's great about these events.
Yes, indeed. And yes, I spotted on social for this week. Actually, we're not going to do that because it's time for your affirmation.
I guess it is.
Mm.
Or we could do it at the end.
Well, you're in charge.
Let's do it at the end.
That's your bit of clarity for
yes,
the...
Yes, let's do it at the end this time round.
Right.
Well,
the
spotted, shake it up a bit.
The spotted on social was the poster for the Priory Live Festival, which takes place in Orpington on... there we go. Saturday, August the... Can you read that graphic? 16th or 10th. 10th, I think.
There's so much writing on there, I don't even know where to look.
Just
it
there.
Goes from large... smaller and smaller and smaller.
It's a bit of in between.
Oh, Saturday, 10th. August 10th.
Yeah. With the acts headliners, Space, The Farm and The Rifles.
Who I have no idea who they are, unless I hear their music.
The Farm I'm familiar with, the others I'm not. Now, if it was Foles, I'd get really excited. I like the Foles. anyway, Flo Gallop, Brooke Law, Jojo
Hello,
and
Flo
the
Gallop.
Teeth, St. Clair, Peter Azopardi, Nave and Nix. And the list goes on.
And on. Do check them out, though.
Mm.
It's a great day out, family event, and lots going on there. But actually, there's another event going on in August. I think I mentioned that to you. I've kind of got the dates with me. But it might be the 16th of August, because I think I said it was before Sarah's birthday party, when she turns 50. On the party's on the 17th of August. But anyway, I'm waffling. Beckenham. There's a massive sort of... festival there, music festival where family can get together and everything. So do check that out. I can't remember what it's called, but it's on the 16th at Beckenham Place.
I'll look it out and put it on there. What's on the
absolutely.
Website.
I think tickets are around £30-35, and that's the starting price, not the VIP.
Okay. Well,
what else have you spotted?
No, I'm just lost
what's
in
this
my
wine a boulder? Is that
right?
The...
I will read that.
Oh,
one
that's the
as
climbing
result.
One, isn't it? The
yeah,
new
that's
thing
the
in Bromley.
Climbing one, which I don't know much about.
Are there rhinos there?
I tell you what, it'd be a sight more famous if it were. There were, wouldn't they? Everyone would be hearing about that. Yeah, I don't know about climbing the walls. You'd be pasted up them, you would think. By
Rhino
rhinos.
Rumble.
Right, would you like to read on what's on the first entry on Casper?
Yes, Casper.
Neurodiverse charity, maybe?
A local charity from Bromley is holding their second event of its kind, the Green Mile, on the 23rd of June, that's a Sunday, at Norman Park in Bromley. A family-friendly event which has a one-mile route around the park located on Bromley Common, suitable for all ages. Even dogs can come along. What about cats? Cats on leads?
They might not be so keen with the dogs present.
You never know, might make the dogs walk faster, therefore the owners walk faster. Yeah. Anyway, the 1 mile can be done via running, walking, hopping, skipping, or even being tied together with someone else. So anything goes. The community aims to raise money for the small charity, with children able to use a sponsor form or set up their own fundraising page. So to join in and support Casper with their events, please visit casperbromley.org.uk/the Green Mile 2024. If you just pop that into the internet, the Google page, you'll find it. So,
fancy being tied up with me, do you?
As long as it's not a hot, sweaty day.
and your head is underneath my armpit. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Quite right too.
Depends where we're going to be tied up.
Becoming more sophisticated, I'm going to talk about poetry now. Local author Jerry Dowland will be speaking about his latest book at this year's Orpington Literary Festival. His book, Curiosities of Orpington, I wonder if I'm in it, lifts the lid on many of those extraordinary stories from his hometown. The event takes place at 11 a.m. on Wednesday the 15th May in the Business Suite at Orpington Library. He will talk about some of the stories covered in his book, ably assisted by his friend and fellow writer Richard Bowdery, who we've had in this podcast before, and it's quite likely I'll be speaking to Jerry ahead of the event as well. We also have two more things, one of which includes rhinos. St Christopher's Fun Walk is on Sunday the 12th of May. Have a look at the website stchristophers.org.uk/funwalk. From there we get on to the rhinos. So, safaring into this particular one as you look up your affirmation. Rhino Boulder, the climbing destination in southeast London, is thrilled to unveil its upcoming event, the Rhino Rumble. Scheduled for April 27th, Rhino Rumble promises to be an electrifying climbing competition and community celebration. Experience the state-of-the-art climbing facilities and vibrant community atmosphere. The Rhino Rumble isn't just about climbing, it's a celebration of the spirit of camaraderie and determination that defines the climbing community. With a prize pot of £1,000 up for grabs and multiple categories to cater for both simple fun seekers and hardcore competitors, climbers of all levels are invited to test their skills and push their limits on their new climbing walls. They will also feature live music, food and a festive atmosphere. For more information and to register, visit their website, rhinoboulder.co.uk, and follow them on social media at rhinoboulder_Bromley.
Yes. I'm definitely up for that.
Should we go up the wall tied together?
No. I don't trust anybody but myself.
No, fair enough.
When it comes to climbing. can I just mention one thing on as well? So fundraiser that's happening, Bromley and Croydon Women's Aid. The Rotary Game Changers are holding a quiz night to support that and raise money for them. It's on the 10th of May in the Parish Church Hall in Bromley. The details are, I'm going to get the flyer up, hang on a second. Here we go. Doors open at 6:50, starts at 7 p.m. and it's BR2OEG and it's a £10 entry. And there's also raffle prizes and all sorts, and that's all in aid of Bromley Croydon Women's Aid.
Might go myself if free.
Yes, I think I was actually trying to get a group of us to go, So it'll be quite nice if we make up a team. Jackie, you're in?
Of course.
Of course.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Somebody has to do history.
Absolutely. And somebody has to get the prizes. C'est moi.
I'm much better at prizes.
Right, so the power of affirmation. Are we ready for it?
It's a nice way to finish the podcast today. You know what? I think we should finish affirmation and not buzz this time, because a good affirmation is a buzz in itself.
It is, isn't it?
It makes you feel good.
I'm actually sharing this affirmation, which is actually my last week's affirmation. But the reason why I'm resharing it is because, for me, I've changed some of my unhealthy habits and taken on good habits, i.e. like joining the gym. And I'm really going to think about looking after my health physically and mentally, which I need. So it is, today I begin to break unhealthy habits and start building stronger ones.
Short but meaningful.
It is indeed. So what are you going to do today?
I'm going to start the habit of doing the Bromley Buzz Up once a month.
There we go.
I think we will do a little buzz after all.
Let's buzz out, yes. It's what
one.
A two.
A two. A three.
Two, three.